Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February the 7th, 2011. On Sunday, three Gazan rock collectors were shot and injured by Israeli soldiers. These are not the first rock collectors shot by the IDF, as countless others have suffered from such attacks over the last 2 years in the ever-expanding buffer zone. Originally 50 metres under the Oslo agreements, it was expanded to 150 metres in 2000 and then to 300 metres in January 2010. The Israeli military abducted on Monday morning four Palestinians, three of whom were children from the Hebron district in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers invaded the towns of Halhul, Ethna, Bet Omar, Bet Awa, Noba, Al-Dahriya, Der Samat, Al-Farwa camp, and several neighbourhoods in the city of Hebron. They erected barriers and checkpoints to conduct inspections of Palestinian citizens' vehicles and check the identities of passengers. The Jerusalem Municipal Committee for Planning and Building have met on Monday to approve the construction of two buildings in the East Jerusalem neighbourhood of Sheikh Jarrah. These buildings will be for the exclusive use of Israeli settlers and will require the eviction of Palestinian families in the neighbourhood before construction can begin. During the meeting, Israelis from the Sheikh Jarrah Solidarity Movement protested due to their expectations that the municipality would find in favour of the construction plans. Four Israelis were arrested. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and Sokare Patizia.